Message number 829. The change in the format of the Mass will soon be presented in my church. Saturday, June 29, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, you must ignore the hatred which is spilling out of the mouths of those who claim to be holy people and loyal followers of my dearly beloved mother. Know that the hatred which will be shown against you will be worse than any other prophet who came before you. I tell you this not to frighten you, but only so that you will the fact and the ignore the wickedness. Whenever the presence of God is made known amongst men, it will always produce a vicious reaction from the beast who will work through others to deny the word of God. My daughter, the change in the format of the Mass will soon be presented in my church. It will be very confusing, and for many they will fail to see the lines which will be presented within the new prayers. My presence will be denounced in the most subtle of ways, but those who follow the new format in which my true presence will be denied will be unable to perform the sacrifice to God in the way it must be. My daughter, this one revelation will result in your being despised, but you must know that this has been foretold. My followers will be told that Holy Communion is about all people, everywhere, uniting as one to show love to one another. Slowly but surely the Holy Mass will no longer be about my holy sacrifice. Instead, the ceremony will be created to pay homage to man, and you will be misled into witnessing a confrontation before my holy altars and all the tabernacles in the world. The day when the daily sacrifices will cease is not far away. Know that I come to warn you of this now so that you will not starve. When you are deprived of my presence, you will be empty of my spirit, and you will find it difficult to remain close to me. The words which will be used to deceive you will include the phrase, "for the good of all, for the unification of all God's children." The Mass will take on a new meaning. Forgotten will be my death on the cross, and all the reasons for it will be redefined. Remember on that day my words to you now. Accept the substitution, and my presence will disappear. I will be with you, but it will not be my body which you will partake of. To those who do not believe in the wicked plan which has already been created in order to wipe out all traces of me, I say this now. When I am gone, will you seek me out? When my Holy Eucharist is defiled, will you make excuses for those responsible? Or will you follow me and listen to the truth when you are surrounded by lies? The choice will be yours. Your Jesus.